RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back, folks. And after reading a book called After Cancer Care, I can see how it's going to be a bestseller. It's not only a dynamic read, but life begins anew, and it applies to all of us. And Dr. Lee Van Oker, in her show on chemotherapy, didn't quite recognize or conclude the after cancer care that's going to change people's lives and help them survive. But Dr. Jerry LaMole, a retired boarded cardiac thoracic surgery and an active boarded integrative medicine physician, is going to share some of the captivating insights that he and his two colleagues have done for aftercare treatment and how it applies to all of us. So, Jerry, why did you write this book as a surgeon and as an integrative doctor?
Well, Rob, thank you for having me on. It's a fascinating event because I'm not an oncologist. And what happened was I had a good friend who had wonderful, wonderful cancer care. And my wife and I and his wife, we angsted over this and looked at it very closely. And he had wonderful care. At the end, his doctor said, he said, well, doc, what should I do? The doctor said, eat plenty of protein. He said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, stop at McDonald's on the way to the hospital, et cetera. So having seen this in several situations, I thought that there's a real void in the care. I think the excellent oncology for chemotherapy and surgery and radiation is fine, but afterwards there's a void. People wait for the other shoe to drop. They're always worried about recurrence, and we look for ways, and we know there are ways that lifestyle changes can improve your quality and quantity of life after cancer.
I mean, you're so right, because, you know, they may cut out something or they may chemo something, but they don't realize that this is a cellular event and that improving the cells of your whole body are going to have a value. I mean, as you say, lifestyle changes, right?
Exactly. And that's why epigenetics, the new probably 15-year-old science where we have seen that actually the messages and the information that your food and your stress and your lack of exercise actually can cause your cells to express oncogenes or express genes that cause tumors, whereas a good diet and exercise, good exercise and decreasing your stress can close those areas of the gene so that the oncogenes are not expressed. So we know that can happen. We've seen it, scientifically seen that, and it makes a big difference. And so that it's important for us to realize that that the situation we have is because of what we've done in the past. When the doctor says, go back to what you've been doing, go back to your normal life, don't do that. You should look at this as a new lease on life.
You know, I was thinking that we're like snakes. We're always molting. Our past is past. We keep changing what we do. And you look at it as another molt towards being better in the future.
Right.
I was very interested in the qualifications, the vitae of your co-authors. Would you just mention a little about them?
Yes. Well, as I said, I'm not an oncologist, so I wanted to get a dream team together. In conceiving this, I got a practicing oncologist who's the director of integrative oncology at MD Anderson in New Jersey. And then I got a research oncologist from California who's had a vast experience with integrative oncology and supplementation or deficiency situations. And so we wrote this together and focused on lifestyle changes besides smoking, of course, everybody recognizes that. But the idea that foods are actually medicines and stress, decreasing stress can help you avoid recurrence. For example, when you have stressful situations that you react negatively to, you express cortisone and epinephrine, which increases your sugar and your insulin and creates insulin growth factor, which is a tumorigenic, which can cause tumors. So We try to avoid stress. Exercise is wonderful, and certainly certain foods, vegetables and things like that. There is a website, yourhealthsolution.com, where it's educational, and these things are brought out and expressed and questions answered. So that is a helpful website.
You know, since you mentioned that, I kind of scan a lot of things, and I noticed Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time, there's a webinar by one of those oncologists. And to go to yourhealthsolution.com and get on the webinar, and people are going to hear a lot more of what the concepts behind this, aren't they, Jerry?
Yes. You see, there's things, tips and little hints, for example, foods to avoid or foods to eat. For example, we know that vegetables are loaded with flavonoids, and these are cancer fighters. Broccoli and cauliflower have wonderful what called isothiocyanates, which decrease the estrogen and suppress cancer growth. Exercise, for example, it's been shown that women with breast cancer have a 50% better survival after therapy if they exercise about six times a day for about a half an hour, 40 minutes a day. They have a 50% better survival rate. That's better than tamoxifen, for goodness sake. Not that you should
take
it for
six times
what?
A week. I think six you mean
times
six
a week.
Times
I'm sorry.
A week.
Yeah, it's better than taking tamoxifen. And although you should continue to take tamoxifen if you're taking it, I'm not saying that you in substitute for. But if it were a new drug, it would be a home run.
You mentioned epigenetics. I'll just add telomeres. Vitamin D, omega-3, DHA, and exercise lengthen your telomeres. So if you lengthen and strengthen your telomeres, would you say you're going to be more resistant to cancer even developing in the first place?
Absolutely. The telomeres are the ends of the gene, and they're like the eyelet of your shoe. You know your shoestrings, you got those little plastic things at the end, and if you don't have them, the shoestring starts unfolding. And so what the telomere does is prevents those DNAs from falling apart and breaking apart. So those are very, very important, and absolutely supplementation, for example, vitamin D. For example, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was going to say things like melatonin with breast cancer or curcumin. There's over 1,000 studies, and curcumin is found in curry, and cooking with curry is a wonderful idea, and there's over 1,000 scientific studies that show that curcumin suppresses cancer, the cancer cell. This is in the laboratory, and that is, you know, looked at not necessarily as a double-blind placebo study, but these are good scientific studies that are done in the laboratory.
Much of what you say in the book is relevant to someone like myself, how I lead my life. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, we chose to focus on after cancer care because there was a void there, and we really didn't want to get into a discussion or an argument with the oncologist about, you know, before or during, because we know if you live this lifestyle and change your lifestyle before, you could avoid the cancer. But that's an argument for another day.
Well, it's very interesting. I think an integrative oncologist is an oxymoron, like a pharmacologic company auditing themselves. So people really need this book to have a second set of eyes on this. Well, I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on Radio MD. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well. And not only after cancer, take care of yourself before cancer. That's the wise choice.